9:13 now. Steve Cochran Show number 560 continues. Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. By the way, I salute Allstate, the marketing department, and the people that make decisions on advertising over there for recognizing all families and the different types of families that exist and the different types of marriages that exist. And for those people who put heat on Allstate for this, it's a representation of their views, not yours. So, Allstate, good for you for recognizing that the love comes in different shades. It's 9:13 in the morning. I like the fact that the boss has to go to work and do some heavy lifting for the company. And David Prokopek is the CEO of Jackson Hewitt. And, David, I just heard that you've agreed to do my taxes. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, we'll do them anytime he wants to.
Now, when you say we, I want you to do them, David.
I'm glad to do them as well.
Welcome to the program. And this is the beginning of the crush that goes right through the 15th, right?
Yeah, it is already off to a furious start. And, you know, people, your listeners, their tax refund for many of them is their biggest paycheck of the year. So people are really getting focused on it.
The goal, though, and it's impossible to figure out with our ridiculous tax code, which is why you need professionals like Jackson Hewitt. The goal, though, would be a zero-sum game. Because when you get a refund, you've lent money to the government interest-free for the last year.
Yep. Sometimes people like you and I think about it that way. And a lot of people in America, though, also view it as a, you know, a forced savings plan for them. And so, you know, almost 90% of Americans get a refund. And, you know, we invite them in, as you said, to help find all the deductions and credits they can't figure out on their own to make sure it's, you know, the most that they can get.
All right, let's talk about the Affordable Care Act for a second. This, from a tax perspective, good thing, bad thing, or to be determined?
Well, from a, you know, it's the law of the land, so we all need health insurance. And so there's about, I don't know, 10, 11% still uninsured. So I, personally, I think health care is good for Americans. But it's run by the tax code, and consumers are confused, and probably the biggest thing your listeners need to know is the penalties are going to double this year if you don't have health insurance. And so that's not good for the average citizen right now, and so we're trying to help people sort that out.
And in doing that, I know that the Affordable Care Act, the institution of the same, caused the IRS to add a tremendous amount of people staff-wise. Do you guys have to staff up more because this has added an extra layer of taxation analysis?
Yeah, we do. Our tax experts and healthcare experts, you have to train. We've got 25,000 tax pros out there, so they need to be trained in it, and so that we can help people when they come in and figure it out. So it's you know, it's been a burden on all of us, actually.
So we get through that with the help of professionals, and then we have an Illinois issue, which, Andre, you were telling me about this earlier.
Yeah.
You could go to Jackson Hewitt today. Mm-hmm. We could have the Jackson Hewitt folks get together your taxes, you know, however long, next couple of days, whatever, and a refund coming back from the state, but you're not going to get it, right?
Not till March 1st. You can finish today, like you just said, Stephen. You will not get that refund until after the 1st of March.
Are you seeing that around the country at all, David?
No, this is, you know, Illinois obviously got some tougher finances than some of the other states. So, you know, the good news is you can still get your federal refund, you know, immediately when the IRS is going to open up in a couple of weeks. But in Illinois, people are going to have to wait, as you said, till March 1st. And, you know, it's just unfortunate for hardworking folks in Illinois. But you can get your federal.
Here's the thing, David, and this is why, I fully advocate you pick a professional. Because I had a tax issue last year, and it was a unique tax issue in that I got a large check, significant check, that I didn't think I deserved. Now, I tried to do the right thing for weeks. Remember I was talking about this?
I remember this, yes.
And, David, reaching the IRS is impossible. I don't mean, you know, tough to do. I mean impossible. Eventually, I went to an IRS office, and it turns out I was entitled because I had overpaid. But there was literally no explanation. They just sent me a check for a lot of money. Nothing in it, just an envelope
exactly.
For the IRS. So with no explanation, I wanted to do the right thing and make sure this wasn't money that I shouldn't have gotten, or later on down the road that I'd end up in jail. But this is another reason to use a professional, because I dare you to try to reach the IRS if you are a regular tax-paying American.
Yeah, I mean, they've had $500 million a year of tax cuts. The you know, you're on hold forever. And so that is the benefit of sitting down with a tax pro and figuring your, because most tax law changes every year, but people's life changes every year. You have a baby, you get married, you start a business. All of those things change your taxes. And so that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're trying to help folks do. And yeah, getting through the IRS is just very, very difficult.
All right. So we tend to overlook deductions. A lot of people don't know if they should go long form, short form. Let's start there. If you're a millennial and, you know, you're making okay money, but you're not making the money you're going to make later in life, is it worth it to do the deductions thing?
Often it is, and that's where, I mean, there's the deduction thing may come from student loans that people forget they can deduct the interest on. There's some, a lot of millennials are going back to school and taking other classes, and so there's some credits to get. And so it is worth checking it out, and it changes very, very quickly. And especially, you know, a lot of millennials are starting businesses, and they're doing consulting, and so all of those things. It's not just the long form; it's all the other benefits or retirement accounts and the like. So, you know, on balance, it is.
David, I know you always tell people when you have if you have 401k, max out. If you do have a 401k, though, can you still put money in an IRA, or is that kind of off the table now because you have the 401k?
No, some people can. It depends if you max out on your 401k. So we certainly encourage people to max out on the 401k up to the match. You can put up to, I think, around $5,000 this year in your IRA. And one of the interesting things, if you're, you know, getting close to my age, you know, in the 50, you can put another $1,000 into your IRA. So there are ways to do both.
The overlooked deductions conversation that happens every year, there's things that people just frankly forget. What are two or three of those?
Well, it depends. You know, I'll tell you, one of the things is working moms and single moms forget to check head of household, and it costs them a lot of money every year. We see a lot of people overlooking, honestly, their investment, you know, their deduction sometimes, you know, for their IRAs. One of the biggest things out there is earned income credit. Probably, you know, families making less than 50 grand can get up to $6,000. About a third of it just goes unused in the United States because people don't know. So there's a lot of them out there, pages and pages. And so that's, you know, as you said, is part of just sitting down with folks and doing a life interview and figuring out what you're owed.
Charitable contributions still as good as they've always been?
Yeah, and getting they're good and both cash and property and all that, and so people who are you know like minded to give away what they've earned, it's a good way to do good and take a tax deduction.
You know, we've been talking about the Powerball for most of the last week. If I win, say $700-800 million on Saturday, I should probably call you right on your cell then at that point, shouldn't I?
But yeah, you'll pay your 30 or 40 points, but you'll still have a lot of dough to go have a good time with.
You're doing something with American Express. Talk about that.
Yeah, one of the things we really care about is people getting fast, cheap access to their money. So we just announced this week a deal with American Express, First in Taxes, where we're letting people get their refund 2 days faster than they normally would from the government when they actually have it put on an American Express Serve card. So that's a big deal for a lot of folks. That's, you know, buying groceries today versus next week and paying bills. And it also, a lot of people, unfortunately, get their refund on a check, and it's hard to cash a tax check, and they have to pay, you know, 2-3 points to these check cashers. So you got 24,000 free ATMs. They can go to Walmart and get their refund off for $10. It's a really, you know, good deal for consumers.
And Jackson Hewitt locations in tons of Walmarts, or where else are we finding it?
In your listener 200, we're, you know, 6,000 around the country, but we've got 250 stores in Chicagoland and in all the neighborhoods where your listeners live, plus you know, another 60 or 80 in Walmarts around Chicago.
JacksonHewitt.com or 800-234-1040 is a resource for you. David, I appreciate it. Nice job. Now make some of your other people work.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. I'll talk to you later.
That's David Prokopek from JacksonHewitt.com.